made me miss my train, you know.
Oh, well, I do apologise. Yeah, there it is. I'd like to drum up some kind of emotion for that, but there isn't. Go on, Claire, what have you got?
Well, no, I was telling you about the moth.
Oh, yeah, why don't moths fly straight to the sun? Here's the thing. Moths, we've got three imponderables going on. Why don't moths, if they're attracted to light bulbs, fly straight to the sun? Two, when birds fly south for the winter to warmer climes, why do they come back? Why don't they stay in Brazil? And when I watch Tony Robinson's, what's that called
again? Time Team.
Time Team. Everything's underground. Even, like, Victorian houses seem to be way underground. So the Earth must be getting fatter. Now, you've rung in for the moths thing. What is that?
They use the moon as navigation. And the reason why, you know, they don't fly to the sun during the day is because the whole sky is all lit up.
Right.
And they fly to the light bulb because it's in their natural build-up that they have to fly to the moon to use as navigation.
Now, here's your moth.
So
and in the daytime, it's confused because it's all bright out there, yeah?
Yep.
But at night, when on, that's the moon, even though it's only a 60-watt Mazda.
Absolutely.
they will think, that's the moon, and they head towards it.
Yep.
So, technically then, if they can see the sun, on those days when it's very grey and you've got that kind of a watery sun up in the sky, they may try to fly towards it.
I wouldn't get very far, but yeah, I suppose
they'd burn up on leaving the planet. That is no idea.
Sounds like you've got a moth floating around your nose, Claire.
Claire, you're an entomologist, are you?
I'm a what?
Entomologist?
No, I'm not, but, you know,
just a fan of moths.
Have you ever picked up a moth?
Yeah, I have.
That dust. I don't know what to do about that, do you?
Yeah.
It turns to like a paste and then gets all shiny on your fingertips.
And it's there have you ever
tasted it?
No,
dumb. So what do you mean? What is tasty when you look at it? I mean, you know, here's something. You're a meat eater.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, well, there you go. Don't give me the high hat when it comes to moth dust.
Moth dust.
That moth dust, boy, it's tasty. I bet in some cultures, I bet it's much prized the moth dust.
I'm sure it is.
It takes the pattern off their wings, though. It's a terrible thing. I mean, we have to go through it. The terrible things you do as a kid, you pick a moth up and you rub its wing, and you look back and it's all smudged. They're literally painted in. No, it's a rotten thing. I know it's a rotten thing.
And it's walking towards the light because it can't fly anymore.
It says, yeah, I'm going to, it's got little suitcases, it's walking to the sun.